Guys, Paul Slackus, Good News Planet speaking, the Lieutenant General Pete Osman. Hi, Pete. How you been?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, this is the time of the year. I'm always honored to get to speak with you. You're the President and Chief Executive, the Officer for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, and we're going to talk about Toys R Us continues to serve as the largest Toys for Tots partner. So give us the latest information, and once again, Pete, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Looks like so far the campaign is going pretty much as expected. Gotten great support from our corporate sponsors again this year, and early indications are the American public has once again rallied behind the cause, and it looks like those toys are coming in. So, you know, we're in the stage right now where we're kind of finishing up a lot of the collection and really focusing a lot of effort on the distribution of those toys that we've collected to the families and to the less fortunate children that we're trying to support.
So how does somebody get a toy to you in addition to these wonderful companies like Toys R Us?
Well, the thing that, that's really important, and at this point in the campaign, of course, like I said, we're the collection phase is beginning to wind down, although there are still a number of collection barrels out there. So if you haven't yet bought that toy and you know there's a barrel still available, then go ahead and buy it, drop that toy in the barrel, and we'll make sure that it reaches a less fortunate child this Christmas. If in your community the barrels have already been picked up and they're really pushing real hard in the distribution mode, then you can still help out by going to our website and making an online donation. And our website is www.toysfortots.org. And those monetary contributions are particularly important this time of the campaign season, because a lot of times our coordinators will discover families that have been overlooked or didn't register or someone brought to their attention, and we want to make sure that those families also have the opportunity to have their children taken care of at Christmas time. So, you know, we can identify those families, know exactly the ages and the genders of their children, and go out and buy the specific toys that are actually needed in order to fulfill that requirement. And this is where the cash contribution really comes in handy, because it gives the coordinator the flexibility to really get exactly what's needed in order to make sure that we take care of those youngsters.
How many children do you affect, do you think, yearly?
Well, last year we were able to distribute over 18 million toys to about 7 million children. And we again hope this year that we'll be able to reach 7 to 8 million children. And that still doesn't even touch all of them that we'd like to. Census Bureau tells us we still have about 15 million children that live in poverty and would like to reach even more of them. But as one of my coordinators said one time, gee, we tend to run out of toys way before we run out of children.
There you go. Well, so then that financial assistance would be very helpful. The website again is
www.toysfortots.org.
Okay. We have Shaq O'Neal has been part of it as well. Is that so?
It sure is. Shaq O'Neal, of course, a famous basketball player and you know, celebrity personality. This time of year takes on a slightly different persona. He puts on a Santa Claus hat and calls himself Shaq-a-Claus, and really is a great advocate of the Marine Toys for Tots program. As a youngster growing up, he's told me that he oftentimes found nothing under the tree at Christmas. It was tough for his mom and his brothers and sisters, and so he understands and appreciates the importance of a toy for a less fortunate child at Christmas time, and works really hard with us to make sure that we reach as many children as possible.
Your long-standing relationship with Toys R Us. How did that
begin
to start off with?
I'm sorry?
How did that start to begin with, Toys R Us?
We've had the Toys R Us as a corporate sponsor now for 12 years. I think it was back in the early 2000s when, you know, kind of found each other. I think Toys R Us was looking for the right charity to support, and, of course, we're always looking for, you know, good corporate sponsors, and it just seems to be a relationship that was made to happen. You know, it just kind of fits, and over the past 12 years, Toys R Us has been able to help raise about $42 million for us and also donated millions of dollars worth of toys. So we really have benefited from the relationship and feel very fortunate to have them as our number one corporate sponsor. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we've got a number of corporate sponsors that have again stepped up this year. So we feel very fortunate in that regard.
Great. Last two quick questions. And once again, it's always an honor. What's good news for you, Pete?
Wow, good news. I guess the good news, you know, for a lot of folks is that the economy is turning around. And for folks like you and I, Paul, you know, we're probably benefiting from that economic turnaround. But unfortunately, there are many families that haven't realized that. And that tends to be in the lower socioeconomic group. And that's the group that we are trying to help. Census Bureau tells us we've still got 15 million children living in poverty, and we want to try to reach as many as we can. And I guess the really good news is the American public and our corporate sponsors have once again rallied around the cause and are helping us to do just that.
Last question, and you know we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st, as declared by all the countries of the United Nations. And so I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them? So, Lieutenant Pete Osman, what does peace mean to you?
Well, peace comes, you know, in lots of different shapes and sizes. I mean, peace to me, particularly as a former active duty Marine, means that we don't have our military members going in harm's way. That's one form of peace that probably is at the foremost of everyone's mind. And then there's the peace, you know, within our own country, where there's harmony, where people are working together for common causes, like the Marine Toys for Tots, you know, program. And then I guess there's that inner peace that allows each one of us to I guess, look in the mirror each morning and say, wow, you know, am I making the difference I can really make? And if not, what can I do to do better? And, you know, if you can answer that question and go about your daily business feeling good about what you're doing, then I would say you've also accomplished that piece. And that's I think that's a really important one for each one of us individually.
Very well stated. Thank you so much. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And I look forward to always when we get a chance to spend a few moments. So congratulations once again.
Paul, thank you very much. I continue to appreciate your wonderful support and the support of your listeners, and wish you and your listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.